it's unbelievable. You hear my voice here, look here, I'm just after listening to Kevin make the speech there, look here, and I'm bringing tears to my eyes. Look, you see that big crowd, I'd say the whole parish is here today. And what it means to the parish and for them players down there, the work that they put on, sure they just get their just rewards there today.
Yeah, because we were watching Kevin and we were listening to his word. It was so emotional when he talked about the players that he has three brothers, but now he's got 24. So it just means, it just shows what it means to somebody like Kevin Campbell and to everybody involved in this group.
Well, I always say it in the change rooms, look here, boys, there's nothing that we wouldn't do for one another. We're a tight team, we're a very tight-knit community, we're a small field of families and around that community, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for them boys down there, and I know there's nothing them boys wouldn't do for me. You know, no matter what it be, if I needed lifted somewhere, if I needed cash, or if I needed anything, them boys will do it for me, and I'll do it for them, and that's why, you know, we have the Banner Brothers, and that's why, whenever Namaya came back at us, you know, at the end of the first half, I got them sat down and changed them at half time. I says, listen here boys, we can't let this slip. And they went out and they showed their mettle, what they thought of one another, the way they fought in that second half.
Yeah, let's look at the game and the opening quarter. The first 14 minutes, you were leading by 9 points to no score, 1-6, 1-9-6. And we were all thinking at that stage that the Satanta's going to get run away with us. You were so dominant in that opening period, so you were, Paul.
I thought the same myself. Oh, I seen, but look here, fair play to Namaya. We started losing in the middle of the field. We started getting very loose for balls. They started picking up the loose balls and around the middle of the field. They got two scores. They got a couple of frees there. I thought the referee gave them a couple of handy frees in. And the next thing, they popped the goal. They were back in the game. And fair play to Maya. You know, they've hearts of steel out there now. But
you were tested at that stage. Was that maybe the most impressive time during the game for you, that you were able to ride out that danger and see it out and then score just before the break, Paul?
Well, look here. They did. The Commanders, they hit their purple patch, and they hit their purple patch big time. Like, you know, they hit that goal and 4 points there, and we didn't reply. And we won a very dirty ball out in the middle of the field here. And any man you want to get it to is Declan Coulter. Declan won a great ball out on the corner flag here. So yeah. I popped over the bar on the corner flag, you know. And that going on at half time, instead of two up or three up, there was a goal and there was a score on. Yeah. And that left the team going on at half time, you know, scoring the last score. And look here, Declan, he chowed the arse of some of the boys in the middle of the field there. For they were getting lazy. We thought the game was over after 10, 15 minutes. And they did get complacent. They did get lazy. And look here, there's a few boys got a bit of a chowing, but look here, they stepped up. Yeah. The
second half performance was exceptional, so it was as well. You mentioned a guy there, Declan Coulter. He's come in, of course, from Armagh. He's played a huge role for Donegal Hurling, and now for Satanta as well, for the club. Kevin Campbell, who's been around the block a while, so he had some fantastic scores today, and man of the match as well. But it took that experience from those players to see it out, so it did, Paul.
Well, it did, like the experience then, boys, I'll see it out, but see the work that Richie Key done around the middle of the field there in that second half. Like, Richie won, there was 9 dirty balls, and we have it in the stats there, Richie came out with 5 of them. Out of 9 dirty balls, Richie won 5. Like, that's unbelievable in the game of hurling. You know, Danny, he started to win the dirty ball in the second half. Danny was catching a few balls, or keeper was catching the puck out tonight, you know. And look, we get ourselves settled down, and that's what we do. We do finish games. We know how to finish off games. We're 4 or 5 points up. We do settle it down a wee bit. I know Jimmy getting sent off there in the last couple of minutes. I don't know what happened. There's a bit of a fracas there. Look here, took the shine after one now. But look, we know how to finish out games. We done there today. Look, and we never panicked. There was no stage that we were panicking, you know. So
look. And you done that through that Ulster campaign. Listen, it's been a hard campaign, so it has, and you were seen to be on the hard side of the draw as well. But those hard games stuck to you today, particularly in the second half, Paul.
The hard games do stand you. Look here, I feel sorry for Namaya. Look here, Namaya had two very flat games, and I think the last time they played was 5 weeks ago, you know, in a competitive match. It doesn't matter how many friendlies you play, like, they're not the competitive matches. And look, we were probably the big advantage today. Without McCool Park, without the supporters behind us, you know, it could have been a different result here today. But look, that's the way the GAA is, you know, and that's the way these things
are. Yeah, you've had a long road, so you've had to try and get an Ulster title. There was the disappointment there of 07 and 08, but you're at the top of the mountain now, so you are, Paul.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I still have nightmares about that 07 game. Like, I brought on a sub in the last 10 minutes, and O'Kevin, he was doing himself on it. I brought on a sub in the last 10 minutes, and, you know, if I had brought on somebody else, if we had got the ball, you know, we could have popped that ball over the bar, we could have won that game. You know, it was a nightmare for us for a long, long time. And fair play to these boys, they stepped up. I got sitting down at the start of the year and I goes, look here, boys, we're going to right some wrongs. And thank God, you know, we got the rubber been today and we right a few wrongs.
Yeah, listen, you're going to enjoy this. We're still up here in the commentary position looking down at these fantastic scenes. And everybody from the parish and from the club is out here enjoying this provincial title one, which you will do, I'm sure, for the coming days and the coming week. But the other side of it is, you're now in an All-Ireland Junior semi-final, Paul.
We're in an All-Ireland semi-final. We play the Munster champions. I took a wee sneaky look at it there last night. It looks as if St. Catharines of Cork is going to come through yet. Now, they were intermediate there last year in Cork now, and they stepped down, and it looks, you know, they've won all their games handy in Cork. And they've won their first game in Munster handy enough now too. So I think they play whatever team now in the semi-final. So look here, we'll have to get a wee look at them, see what way they're playing, look here. And hey, it's something to look forward to. Yeah. It's something to do over Christmas. Get the boys out training. We'll be able to go off for a week's drinking maybe before we start the training again. But look, it's something to look forward to for Christmas and to the end of January.
Yeah, well listen, you enjoy the week.
Could I just say a wee word now? I know we'll be sitting listening. Danny Cullen, without Danny Cullen, we wouldn't be here today, and I know we're sitting over in Ary County Hospital, and Danny, we're taking our cup back to you.